ready. We're live.
We're ready. All right. When things get hard and you don't think you can take it anymore, I'm Emmy, the birth wizard.
And I'm Alex Barr.
Here to remind you to breathe. We talk about uncomfortable surges and get you to open up about tough topics. This week is about what should doulas charge,
which I think is a great, great topic.
What are we worth?
So I was thinking first, we could talk about, do you want to talk about what we charge first? Or do you want to talk about what goes into what we charge first?
I think we should go into, we should prices right each other. Or do we already know each other's prices?
I know your pricing.
Oh, damn it. I was going to be like, higher or lower. If you guess a dollar over, then I win. let's just say it. Like, okay. Let's just say our prices, and then we explain why.
Yeah.
Because it might be more shocking for people to hear, like, pricing.
And gotcha.
And then we can explain why we do what we do.
All right. I charge $900 right now. All right. That's for birth, doula, all the stuff, two prenatals. Birth, one postpartum.
Two prenatals, one
Which
postpartum.
Emmy hates.
No,
Emmy
I don't hate it.
She's like, two postpartum or prenatals.
Hey, Deja. I don't hate it.
You hate it a little bit.
Way up there.
You hate it a little bit, but
okay.
That's okay.
So I'll go into my pricing. And I will quote you what I do as a solo doula.
Okay.
I do $1,500.
You do more as a solo doula.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
Because I'm by myself. But mm-hmm. my backups always get $250 of that.
Mm-hmm.
So I end up walking away with $1,250.
Okay. Your backups get that just for being backups? Gotcha.
Because my philosophy is I'm asking you to be on call.
Mm-hmm.
Even if there's a slim chance of you going, I'm going to make sure that you don't book a family vacation during the weeks that I need
yeah.
to. It also
has that security.
It's security on their side as well because they're actually getting paid for that time. But it's also my security because that makes me more comfortable if, whatever reason I have to call them in, that they're going to be there.
Yeah.
I also keep them informed in it because then they're a part of the team rather than just like me being like, hey, friend, what you doing Saturday?
Yeah.
Nothing cool. What do you think about backing me up?
Or right? like, yeah. Or, like, on Facebook.
Right.
Hey, I need someone to go to birth
right
this second.
Right, exactly. So it just, like, takes care of it. And then I also have the expectation that that particular backup is a part of a group chat as well. So,
yeah.
So that's what I charge. That comes with one prenatal, a class,
mm-hmm.
Which is a VBAC class or a general cesarean course or a general childbirth education
mm-hmm.
class, a belly binding, and then photography on my
Which
phone.
Which is a lot of stuff, yeah.
It is a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
But, and then also me as your birth doula. So that's
yeah.
like $1,500.
Yeah. How much do you charge with your partner?
With my partner, for that same thing, is $1,500.
$1,500, okay,
yeah. But that's, I trade a quote, so that way, you know, I don't make a difference between with my partner or without her.
Okay, that's what I was wondering.
And it's because, we treat essentially each other as assigned backups and
yeah.
splitting on calls, so...
Yeah. I think $1,200 to $1,500 is probably like the range that most people end up going towards as they become more, at least here.
Yeah.
Here, like I saw like $900 to $1,200. The lowest was like $300 and the highest was like $2,000, which I hope that you make lots of money. I think that's awesome.
Right. To answer your question, yeah, I do the belly binding. It's something that I find really neat. It's only about an hour and a half visit, though. So I'm not
mm-hmm.
there for very long. I'm basically doing it once for them, showing them how to do it.
Yeah.
Hands off, have them do it on their own. And then I'm like, here's a YouTube video.
And
you
that's
again.
Part of your, like, postpartum visit? Or it's, okay.
It's a separate postpartum visit.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
And so you do one prenatal?
One prenatal,
mm-hmm.
one postnatal.
Yeah.
Unless you do a belly binding session. I do have a lower tier package that's $1,250.
Yeah.
And that only comes with me being a birth doula.
Yeah.
One postnatal, one prenatal. That's
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
You didn't pay an extra $250 where you could have gotten a shit ton of stuff.
Because you really want people to pay the $15.
Yeah.
Yeah, my assumption is that as time goes on, my experience goes up, I'll charge more. But I felt like even when I charged $900 for my first clients, that that was high compared to what a lot of other first-time doulas are charging.
Isn't
and
it?
So our, let's see, the people who responded to us 2 weeks ago now, $300 for my certification births, $700 once I was in business. Oh, and this is someone who is a midwife, because she says my current doula rate is $1,600 because I'm overqualified.
I mean, honestly, I would tell her to charge more than that.
Yeah.
If you're a full-fledged midwife.
Yeah. And I'm seeing a lot of 500s and 300s. And so I did some research on the different.
Ooh, you did research. Look at you.
It wasn't like super fancy. It was just doula match and doula matching across the country a little bit.
I like that.
But so Phoenix was 900 to 1200. Lowest was 300. Highest was like 2000. And then I used New York as like a, this is the highest. And it was pretty close to like LA too. It was 1300 to 1800. The highest was 3000, and the lowest was 400, which I really hope was like a typo, because $400 for birth doula services in New York City probably wasn't great.
Maybe for their first like things.
Yeah.
Or maybe they specialize in low income families.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I just couldn't imagine how you would survive.
Yeah, and those. Like, I love that you did the research, but I found that sometimes on doula match, people can be kind of sneaky to try and get in this lower tier. And so they're listing, like, what it would cost to do a childbirth class with them as their low side, and the high side being, like, all the shit,
mm-hmm.
right? So that way they pop up on both
sides. On both sides, yeah. That actually makes sense.
But
and that's why I did the average, the highest, and the lowest ones that I saw. And then I did Atlanta, which doesn't have the highest cost of living, but they're about $850 to $1,600. The highest was like $2,200, and the lowest was $500. And then I did St. Louis, which is lower, like lower cost of living, and it was like $600 to $750.
Wow.
The lowest being $400 and the highest being $1,100.
It's interesting that the lowest tend to be around $300 to $400.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
As high as $500, and I would honestly put those in like a pretty similar tier. You're not talking hundreds of dollars.
Yeah.
$200. That's interesting. And that the very highest was 3,000.
Yeah, and that was here. Or that was in New York.
New York.
Here was the highest I saw was $2,000, yeah.
That's up there.
And it was someone who had been practicing for a long time.
Right.
And so, Well, and I guess so then that's the other question. So what do we think goes into the cost of a doula? Because I wonder the people who are charging so little, and again, this is coming from someone who charged nothing. $0. Which means I made negative dollars to be at people's births.
Yes.
For my first five.
Five! Oh!
Deep breath.
I always forget that detail. It's not like one or two.
Yeah, ooh, it's five. Anyway, so I wonder that was a. Some of those were very big learning experiences for me. Like, I remember feeling like, oh, I shouldn't get paid to do this. Everybody needs this. I need to provide this to everybody. But then you're in hour 12 of hip squeezes and you're like, no, I should be getting paid for this.
What planted that idea, or did you come up with it, that everyone needs it so I shouldn't charge?
I think that's just my heart.
Yeah.
It's just my heart.
You
know,
a very kind heart.
It's just my heart. Like, people need doulas. You know, it sucks when you can't afford stuff.
And
I can
I'm a doula. And I can afford. Yeah, I see where it's
you
going.
Know. But I can afford to not charge. And that was the other thing that I think I someone was saying, that what you should charge is how much you should need to live.
Yeah.
You know? And that's different for other different people. That's different based on places that you live. Like, that's going to change. But, like, you can't provide the service if you're not charging enough. And that's what I wonder about the 300s and the 400s and the 500s is, like, are you making anything?
I think the other side of that, too, is the assumption, because you and I are in a position with our doula work where it is our full-time gig.
Mm-hmm.
So there are those who are doing it, I hate to use the word, but hobby.
Yeah, part-time hobby. It's not, right. they don't need it for the right. cash, essentially.
So, them, for that reason, they might be that lower tier. Because it's like, I'm doing it for, like, who I really like.
Yeah.
And it's fun. It's an extra couple hundred bucks so I can do my hair, right? Like, it's not... Yeah. It's not where they're planning out weeks and months of, like, making sure that you're not overbooked or underbooked and, like, what are your bill situation and all of that.
And that's fair.
However, I've talked openly about this on several of these episodes now of, like, cost of your business, cost of your time, like, the costs are there whether you see them or not. Mm-hmm. Like, that's wear and tear on your car. That's wear and tear on, like, your body, like you were talking about hours. Mm-hmm. That's going to be, like, cost of, like, having your website up. And, like, mm-hmm. how often are you driving back and forth? Like,
you have an LLC. Are you driving?
Yeah.
The food you eat at the hospital. The stuff you put in your doula bag. The things you provide to your clients. That doesn't include the education and the books and the time and the money and the certification and the trainings. And it's
and
like
the childcare.
Yes.
Last minute childcare.
It's awful. And and then as a new doula, I feel like it's like another training. Take another training. Take another training. Take another training. Take another training. And you are like, you don't realize that you're negative.
Yep.
You know? You don't realize that even if you get a couple clients, you're still in the red. Yeah. You still haven't made money this year because, or over 2 years, or things like that, because of all the costs that go into it.
Yeah, and I think it's really easy, especially in dual work, to be like, oh, yeah, lump of cash came to me, because a lot of people pay you up front, or at least, like, in
half
bulk.
Half and half,
Right. In a bulk, so you have like $1,000 come at you, and you're like, I'm doing good. And then you look around, and you're like, oh shit, that was $2,000 worth of costs that just happened over the last month while I've been waiting on this thousand.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really big into making sure, like, you sit down and look at your costs before you set your prices, because that's going to be way better for you. And if your cost is going to start you out at $2,000, then just be cool with it taking a while to get that client, but, like, stay where you're with
it. That's where I feel when I hear new doulas charging so little or not knowing where to start. I feel like that comes from they feel the more they charge, the less likely they are to get hired.
Right.
And I don't know, because I would say that I feel the same way. I feel that if I said my cost is $1,500, I felt like, could I hold a candle to agencies or people have been doing this for a decade now?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's where it feels. And so, especially here, it feels like the level, the cost and the level of doulas is kind of set.
Yeah.
Like, there's a ceiling, you know, and you have to work backwards from there based on your experience or your comfort level or things like that.
That's interesting. And I think that's a valid point. Because I can't tell you how many comments I got when I was first starting out. And I you can even find the old post of my first five births, I discounted down to $500,
mm-hmm.
which I did not hold because by my third one, I was charging $1,000.
Yeah.
And I heard so much from other doulas of like, oh my God, how could like you raise your prices so quickly? And it's mm-hmm. like, yeah, because I need to do it.
Yeah.
Like, I felt more pressure to bring in more cash and also, like, leaving my kids for the amount of time I was. Like,
mm-hmm.
I had to show, like, this could be viable. Like,
yeah. And again, it's a business at some point, and that's where it's hard to, I think a lot of people want to separate that or, like, they don't want to bring the business side into it because it is such a hard, like, work thing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, two of my, certification births were for like dear friends that I probably wouldn't have charged anyways, to be honest. But I still remember thinking like, I'm losing money to be here.
Yeah.
And your doula doesn't want to think that. Like, you don't want your doula to think that. I don't want to think that. And of course, like I said, especially with the two that I was really close friends with, you know, that's okay.
Right.
I'm all right with that. But there was five of them. So 2 out of 5 I would have done for free.
You're a much nicer friend than me. I still charge.
And but it was the circumstances.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And they were helping you out by getting your certification birth out of the way, right?
And I felt very pressured to finish my certification. Mm-hmm. We're in the middle of COVID. I had people who wanted to hire me, and I had to say no because I did not have a certification. And yeah. I didn't have an agency that, or a certifying body that was going to give me a provisional certificate. And I had to turn down people who were willing to pay me because I couldn't go to the hospital.
That's so sad.
And so that's where I really felt like the, I have to get this done before I can start my business. I have to finish a certification before I can really try to market and things like that.
Yeah. I can see that. Because I was the opposite. I was trying to get clients before I even got certified. I did my dualist course, though, in January.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a completely different thing. It wasn't even on the horizon yet.
Yeah.
I mean, it was, like, starting to come over the edge, but we didn't see it coming. But, and then once it hit and all of that, I somehow lucked my way into two births where one was virtual and another one was where I was going to be the sole support.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't need the certification. And once it got to the point where I needed the certification, I just like cross certified with somebody else to hand me the certification because I wasn't going to do all the work.
Yeah. Which
I
wish I would have known about
before
I had started on that journey.
This all to say, like, by my third birth, so you guys heard about essentially my first two.
Mm-hmm.
By my third birth, that was a home birth. And that's when I was like, for me to be able to charge more and like get to the next place, because the home birth I charge $500.
Yeah.
Like I have to be certified and I have to kick up these prices because I knew if I stayed in that lower tier, I was going to end up with people who might not call me to the birth,
which might not
treat me as like a viable part of the team, and that was really the reason behind it. I want to be seen, and for them to know, look, guys, I'm another person to answer to, and for me to answer to you, and to make this serious, money, we have to make it serious with money.
Like, yeah, and I think people discount that fact because I did. I had two experiences where people had hired me, one in person and one virtually, and it was for free. They quote hired me, but to get these certification births, that never called me. You know, and that sucked. And I had put time into their prenatal. I had put time into like getting to know them, texting them, checking in on them, the same stuff that I would do for a paying client.
Right.
And then I'd be like, hey, haven't heard from you. Are you doing all right? Like, oh yeah, had the baby, you know, or, you know, so I had that happen twice. And that was the other part that I was like, this is why.
Yeah, it is.
You know,
So the advice I always give to baby doulas or brand new doulas is whatever your rate is that you want to be at.
Yeah.
So choose it in your head after you've done your cost analysis. Choose it, set a number, and cut your rate in half for that amount of numbers, right? Mm-hmm. And that's like the easiest way to do it because one, it can come off as urgency of like, I'm only doing this for three families. That's it. Like, tell everyone, like, call your grandma, right, whoever. It also sets the number for you because it's so easy to be like, oh, this person called me the same week as when this person got that price, and it technically didn't hire me yet, so I could still, like, and then you just end up in that place where you're constantly giving someone a lesser price because you're like, but what, right? So it just, like, cuts that completely off.
So where do you think the, like, and I guess people have their different reasons for charging less or more.
Yeah.
What do you think the reason is? People are, like, afraid to charge what they're worth or their cost or?
Because we've trained AFABs to not value themselves and their services.
I knew that was coming.
Our society has trained assigned female at birth individuals that they don't have value in their services or trade. So,
and all of our emotional labor directly goes unpaid.
Correct. So that's like just like, you know, when we talk about foundation, that's going to be a big one. And typically in our work, they're women identifying individuals. So that's like just foundational work, right? Foundational work was already done for us of making it difficult to have our prices be what they are. second tier going on there is that, and this is where I talk shit about doula organizations.
I'm here for it.
They don't train people on the business side of doula work.
And that's absolutely true. That is so true.
They're not going through cost analysis with you. They're not going through what it looks like to have several clients or, like, the systems you should have in place or how to set up an LLC or any of that. So most people are setting these prices with no understanding of what that pricing is or does for you. So there's that.
Yeah.
That second level. People don't understand why they're setting a price or how or anything. They're just, they're like, I don't know. I want to do a match. Everyone's charging like this, so I'm going to charge that, right?
Yeah.
So that's the second tier. Third tier is it's a confidence thing.
Yeah.
I think that's...
Well, and so then that's my other thought is, do we feel that... Or do you feel that... I used we.
We!
So cute. Anyways, do you feel that... if people charge more, clients would respect it. Do you think that clients respect the prices that doulas are being paid now or asking for now?
So I think that's a twofold answer. I think the educated client, the one who already has been learning about doulas and the roles we play and maybe has an understanding of the medical system and how it will work with them or against them, will come to a doula. And who has capital behind them, because let's also make that aware, like, some people have that means.
Yeah.
But let's assume it's that. They'll say yes.
Yeah.
Because I've seen them say yes.
Yeah.
I mean, we've all had that client where we're like, I'm going to throw out a crazy number. And you're like, cool, they just Venmo'd me all of it now.
Said, yeah.
In
yeah.
the consultation. So, shit, I should have done an extra $500. Like, but we've all had that person. And it doesn't matter if it's doula work or any sort of work. We've all had that moment of like, you were going to pay me what? Like, because everyone finds a different value. So individuals who have already been trained and educated will find that value. The mass populace might be harder to convince. However, I go off of the idea, I'm not looking for the mass populace.
Yeah.
That's not my clientele.
Yeah, and that's where I wonder if maybe people without niches or people who are trying to, how do we encourage the mass populace? How do we teach that? Is that our job?
Stop advertising on the mom groups that you're going to do a birth for free. Sorry. I'm just going to say that's how you stop it.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Yeah. Stop offering prices that are so low. Stop offering births for free, things like that.
That's how you do it. You don't have to, like, and I want to make it clear, like, obviously individuals whose families are not able to come up with that capital for you, and you do it out of the kindness of your heart, or if that's who you want your certifying births to be, great, all of that. But when you advertise to the grand populace on the mom boards at your church or whatever it may be, it's not just the pregnant person who hires you that hears that.
Yeah.
It's the four other pregnant people there who hear it, and they're like, oh, I hear the going rate is free.
Or it's $300.
Right, or it's $300. So then they interview a bunch of doulas, and they're like, why is it not $300?
Yeah.
And that person I've also interacted with. In fact, the very one that I'm thinking of right now, she called me from out of state, flipping out. She was like 30 weeks pregnant because they were going to be moving from out of state. Didn't know where to start. Didn't know anything. She's like, and I typed in doula and Chandler because we're going to move there. And I found you. And is everything...
Eddie's SEO game.
And I found you. And so I talked her through it. And we had a lovely conversation. She's like, tell me your price. And I told her. And she was like, got it. Books a consultation so her husband can meet me, and immediately he was like, that's too much. Because he wasn't there during the conversation where I consoled his wife, where I made sure that she felt safe, like that everything was going to be okay.
Where you doula'd her.
Where I doula'd her.
Yeah.
And I gave her resources, and she was able to, like, start out on her path even before arriving. Mind you, they were going to move on her due week. Rough.
Yeah.
I found out a week after that consultation, he was calling doulas in the area, price checking us.
And I'm sure most of them said somewhere around there.
Yeah, they did. and they ended up with someone around the same price.
Yeah.
Which, am I upset they didn't go with me? Not really, because I wouldn't want to deal with them. But also, I think it does show, like, sometimes it is literally the person being like, where can I get the best deal, and is this worth it?
Yeah.
Which, that's up to you if you want to take that person.
Yeah.
But I think the way around it is stop advertising free births in
yeah.
a very public way. Say that you're doing discounted births, and when the person arrives, you can, like, determine what you want
yeah.
the price to be.
Which I think is great.
I think for the public to also respect us is a lot more education needs to be done.
Mm-hmm.
You should not be finding out about doulas when you get a positive pregnancy test. I really wish there was a way for me to be inside of the high schools right now so I could do career day or something.
Yeah.
Because I would love to be able to talk about this as a legit career.
Mm-hmm.
Just like I would bring a midwife with me, a home birth, and one who does only hospital
mm-hmm.
births, midwife with me, so that people could get exposed to this way before. Because
people are so... And that was the other thing is... I had posted something on my own page the other day about what a doula is, and so many doulas, but like beneath it were like, yeah, everybody thinks I deliver babies.
Right.
Everybody thinks I'm a midwife.
Yeah.
What was the other one? Like, so I got multiple comments about that, and I think that's so interesting. Yeah. What? What's a doula? JK, people think doulas still think doulas deliver babies.
Yeah, for sure.
And I make the joke that it's like, I'm a doula, not Paula Abdul. I think it's hilarious. Sorry, I'm not the pop star from the 80s.
I like that. I think that's great. But yeah, I do think exposure would be a really great way to help the public and understanding what the prices are. I think also educating people on, like, how much goes into doula work, because I have so many people who are, like, when I interact with those who are uneducated and kind of doing that cold contact with me,
mm-hmm.
of, like, how much is your price, and I tell them, and they're like, oh, what is it if you just show up to my birth? And I was like, oh, no! No. If someone says yes to that, you need to run.
Yeah.
Like, no, that's not okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I am not someone who is ever going to, like, endorse that.
Yeah.
But that is the idea of, like, why do you need to meet me before and, like, after? And you're here for birth.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I'm here
but
for life.
But even that, if you really thought that a doula was just to show up for birth, at birth, why do you need them?
Right.
Right? You could just go to the hospital and have your nurses and have your, you know, the people who are going to be strangers anyways. Why would you pay the money?
Because that's that part. They still want you as the advocate, so they're educated enough to understand how much
that
you
they need an advocate.
That they can you can do so much for them during their birth. They
yeah.
don't understand that those are tools I have to put into your tool basket before we arrive to the birth,
mm-hmm.
and then, like, after the birth, because let's be real, you learn advocacy a lot of times during pregnancy, so you can use those tools for a child that's in your life that you have to advocate for.
Yeah.
And if they don't have the understanding that I am here to educate you on those tools, those
mm-hmm.
boundaries, those, like, all that mental stuff
yeah.
that you're going to need when you go into parenthood, again, they're not the client for me.
But again, because they're still just focusing on the birth and not on postpartum. And I feel like a lot of people don't think about that. Like, they don't think about what postpartum is going to be like, or the tools that they're going to need for it, or how their birth and how they feel about it is going to impact parenting, and it's going to impact healing from their birth and things like that. Like,
yeah.
they're just so unaware of all that's waiting for them on the other side
yeah.
of birth and, you know, pregnancy and all of that stuff.
Yeah, for sure. They forget that, oh, right, the baby's coming home with us.
Well, and because I've heard a lot, like, oh, my next birth, I'll do a midwife and a doula.
Yeah.
I hear that a lot. I see that a lot. The other thing I see a lot is that, oh, can I just hire a doula to, like, make sure that the hospital, the doctors, the nurses don't do things that I don't want?
Yeah.
And, like, I don't need them there for the birth. I got that. But I just need someone there to be, like, make sure they don't, like, give the kid, the baby things that I don't want and, like, you know, follow
right.
my wishes in that way.
Right.
So it's
yeah.
just, like, the I guess it's not a misunderstanding per se, because different people are going to want different things from their doula, but it does kind of feel like a misunderstanding,
It's an incomplete picture. I think it's a better way to note that one,
yeah.
Because they do understand an element of the work.
Mm-hmm.
They don't understand the full picture of
yeah.
it, and then after they get shown the full picture, they'll determine whether that's worth their time or not.
Yeah.
Man, our chat is like going. It's exciting to see you guys over there. I would have loved you over on Twitch so I could actually see. I need my glasses now to see that.
I think birthing people need more education about pregnancy and childbirth in itself to even understand that they need an advocate in those situations. And that is absolutely right, that they don't understand enough what's waiting for them in pregnancy and in birth. That, can you read it?
I tried. I'm sure if I was a little bit closer. It's cool. It's all right. But it is, I do think that that's a huge part of this. And I think that would help pricing, right? And those of you who are true fans, who have subscribed to us on YouTube, saw our bonus episode where we talked about one of the memes that drive me nuts. And I do think it should be noted in there, this is what they're talking about.
Yeah.
And I think this is truly what they're trying to tackle with dual costs and all of that. If you guys aren't aware, we did a meme reaction.
And it was
episode.
Great.
It's fun. It's so
it's
fun.
Really fun.
Go over there and check it out. It's on YouTube, and like you can watch it whenever and listen to it in your car. But I do a reaction to a meme where, and I'm sure you guys have seen it if you're a doula or a birth worker. Half of it is the regular cost or average cost of a wedding, and the other half is like what you pay for the average of like extras of birth support, as in like a postpartum doula, a photographer,
a class, yeah.
and a birth doula. And how much wildly lower it is. I do think it is a fair thing to bring up when we're talking about costs and what we're willing to spend money on. I don't love that meme still because of the classism in it, but whatever.
Yeah.
But I will say that it does form to that, because we have plenty of TV shows of like, there's literally one on HGTV of wedding planners being like, if you hire me, then I'll save you more money than what you spent on me.
Yeah.
And that's the whole gimmick, right? And then you watch the whole episode to see how they, like, cut corners but still made it
yeah.
look beautiful. I wish
yeah.
there was an equivalency for doulas.
yeah,
hire me, and I will show you the difference in how many therapy appointments you have to go to. Because I'll avoid drama. Oh!
That's so funny.
But, yeah.
Let me show you.
Right.
Yeah. And that's where I think a lot of it, people have to go through the hard thing and the trauma before they realize it, because it's so unknown in our society and things like that. And that's why it was interesting to see the different costs in the different cities and stuff like that, just because it's like, of course, some of it is going to be cost of living and things like that. But I think some of it is also going to be whether or not people value it. You know?
So this
and
is
whether
a,
or not the community values it.
Right. And that's, I'm glad you used the word community on that one. Because my question now is, are there different communities that maybe we're tapped into or not tapped into as doulas that
mm-hmm.
value it more or less? I'm just going to say it outright. If you deal with mostly white, wealthy individuals, do
yeah.
they value it? At the
yeah.
same level as someone who's indigenous, who
yeah.
understands like the history and like how it's always been a part of the culture,
yeah.
versus like someone who's middle class and maybe from a different background, right? Like
yeah.
each of those communities,
and maybe a more medicalized background,
right,
in general, yeah,
right, are going to have wildly different understandings and views on how it impacts their community and how valued it is.
Yeah.
So I do wonder if like maybe the reason I was so quickly okay with raising my prices
mm-hmm.
is my community that I was targeting is a very medicalized community that knows they need advocates.
Mm-hmm.
There are individuals who have been burned before
yeah.
because they didn't spend the extra money on it.
Mm-hmm.
And like individuals who are like, have fire and
yeah.
are like, whatever I do, I can't have it like last time. So
yeah.
maybe that's the reason why I was like, it was easier for me to jump up, because that community is ready for that.
Yeah.
Versus maybe me dealing with like first time mom. Community.
Like, why do I need that?
Either they're like, why do I need that? Or like, do you take pictures?
Yeah.
I would love pictures. Like,
yeah.
totally disparate understanding.
You don't even want to hear my opinion on
No, we won't go there.
Two loves and birth
attacks. We won't go there. But I do think that's an interesting idea. Mm-hmm. Like, maybe it's the community I'm existing in and my privilege in where I am of mm-hmm. being able to be like, what the fuck, guys? Just raise your prices. Just do
well,
it.
And that's where that niche episode, the niche episode you did two yeah. weeks ago, really plays into that. Because if it is a niche, it's because you found a need. You found a right. need that people will pay for. Like you said, right. they need it. They need that support and that advocacy, and they know that. And I think they're finding that valuable.
Right.
And I think the same people will pay for midwives out of pocket. They'll pay for, you know, the things that they need out of pocket, even if they're more expensive, they'll kind of find a way for that because they know or hope at least that this will help have a better outcome or things like that.
Right.
You know, I was so broke when I paid
How
the birth
broke
center.
Were you?
I was. It was terrible. But anyways. Sorry. But that's okay.
We could afford peanut butter. Just peanuts.
Well, and because we were broke enough to where I had to work to 38 weeks yeah. so that I could have any type of maternity leave. And so, you know, it was still valuable to me because
right.
I wasn't being heard at the hospital, with my OB, and I was being treated so poorly. It was worth it to me to at least try,
right.
you know, to get different care,
mm-hmm.
you know,
yeah.
and maybe salvage some of my pregnancy kind of thing.
Right.
And so at that point, it was kind of like, whatever it costs, we have to pay it, you know,
yeah.
even if it's going on credit cards, even if it's going to get paid off 6 years from now, I don't know when it's going
right.
to get paid off. It's still there. You
know? It'll be fine. It'll be fine. We'll take care of it. It's fine.
You know, but that was kind of like, I had a need that needed to be taken care of and
yeah.
I didn't see it before,
yeah.
you know, I was like, who takes my insurance?
Yeah.
And I picked the first one and I made an appointment and that was kind of it.
Yeah.
There was so much waiting for me there, but...
I kind of compare, like, birth in general to, like, The Wizard of Oz. Like,
yeah.
Dorothy had to go through a lot of shit to realize, like, everything was fine at home. But,
yeah.
like, I think of the same thing. Like, you really have to go through that journey to realize, like, all the things that are going on and all of the questions you need to ask. And part of it is predominantly, like, white middle-class culture being that birth happens in a hospital behind closed doors and you don't see it unless you're in that moment in your life, and then it's done.
Yeah.
Because the average person has two babies, so
they see two births.
They see two births, their own,
yeah.
and that's a combination of pregnancy time of 18 months.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Like,
yeah.
And so usually they spread it years apart.
Yeah.
And so they think it's the same culture and environment that they're entering again, which
mm-hmm.
being a doula only for almost 2 years now, holy
yeah.
crap, it has changed so much in these 2 years of the places I recommend for people to go to, because the practices can change that quickly.
So loudly.
Yes.
They can change that quickly, but we're still trying to get them to allow, you know,
right.
people to eat during labor.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But
not labor on their back.
You'll have
but
it.
Everything else will change.
You'll have it to where someone births somewhere 2 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and then that hospital is like completely done a 180 on their policies,
yeah.
and you're like, oh, I don't think that's a great idea, that spot or that office
yeah.
really lost all of its great people like
yeah.
a year and a half ago, and like
yeah,
so yeah,
I don't know. I just I feel
just like...
I'm just taking it in because it's just the stuff is hard, and the stuff is like. And then my big hesitation is kind of going back to what I talked about in the beginning, is kind of like the, what do I do if the people who need my services can't afford my services? And that's where I feel like that is like the hardest part
mm-hmm.
for me.
I'm listening.
Okay. This says, nothing makes you realize you need a doula like not having a doula when you needed one. And that's very true.
Yeah.
But sorry. I've had that situation where people have approached me and they're like, you know, like, I see the value in this, but I can't pay for it. And then I literally can't stop thinking about them kind of thing. And like, I don't know. It's just hard because, and that's where I feel that. And that's why I became a doula. And that's why I'm like, I wanted to do this work, but then it feels like I'm in this work and it's like, oh, only one type of person can afford me.
Right.
Like, right? And I have to charge that because I have to live.
I mean,
you know?
So maybe challenge it a little bit. What's stopping you from charging more? And you take that surplus, so every, like, person who encounters you then saying, I can't afford it, you can do a gimme.
Yeah. And that's my plan.
Like,
that's my plan.
Essentially a wealth tax inside of your tools and services. Like,
and that's my plan. And I think a lot about how to make, like, equitable practices, how to balance it out, per se.
Yeah.
Like you said, charge a little more. Take a chunk of what I make. I take a chunk of what I make on every birth, and I donate it somewhere. Like, that,
yeah.
It's just, because I'm like, I don't know what to do, you know?
Yeah.
And then on the other side is that, who am I to say that what this person needs is a doula?
Right.
You know? And that's the other part is like, is that my white savior complex, you know, coming out? Or is that me really trying to have equitable and fair and practices that provide for my community and help with my community, you know?
Right. And I mean, that model's kind of already out there. Sliding scales are essentially that. And like, there's a ton of stuff out there that can kind of set you up for it. In fact, Starbucks does it a lot. It's called the angel effect,
mm-hmm.
where you charge for an item and you say a part of it is going towards a cause,
mm-hmm.
and people are more likely to buy it at the higher
value
or higher rate, even though the
mm-hmm.
value of the item could be nothing.
Yeah.
Because I get this angel effect that I did good by buying the water bottle that's also going to donate water in Africa. I don't know where in Africa, but I know they're donating it, so I'm good. Is it like where they can drink it? I still don't know, but I did it, right? Like, so I think that is a good thing to touch upon, though, of like knowing your white saviorism or even your saviorism in general.
Mm-hmm.
And the other side of like, how much can you give away?
Yeah. Well, and half of it's white saviorism and half of it is just like, I know what it's like to be poor. Like, that's really it. And it kind of sucked and nobody helped me out. And I'm like, I would love to, like, you know.
Trevor Noah talks about that a lot.
No one scooped me up and said,
right.
Here, let me take care of you.
Right.
Let me help you buy a home or do any of this, you know, stuff
right.
that people did. So I kind of know that feeling and I know how much that sucks. And I feel like I want to be that person and I want to be that. But like you said, how much can you give away, you know?
Yeah, and I feel it. And I think it also can become where you're giving away, how do I word this? So, not everyone can become my doula client.
Mm-hmm.
And I try and keep in mind for every person that says yes to me, I have to say no to somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
And the only person I want to say yes to is me.
Yeah.
So if a client says yes to me, it better be something that fills me up.
Yeah.
And doesn't drain me either of cash or time or frustration.
Yeah.
Like, I really want to be stoked about going to that particular person's birth
mm-hmm.
instead of being like, I gotta go now.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And because that's the worst. And I don't know. Because the person that I was thinking about is someone that I did a consult with. And I just was like, oh my God, I want to be there so bad. And like, we connected and I, you know, and she's like, well, let me talk to my boyfriend. And then it was like, can't afford it. And I was literally like days later still thinking about her. And I was like, what if I did it for half off? But like, you know, because I really, really wanted to be there kind of thing. And that still wasn't enough. And, but I tried something, you know,
yeah, you
but
did.
It feels like I struggle with the money thing. I really do. You know, I struggle with how much to charge. I struggle with, like, duh, I should get paid for this. Like, I'm doing
right.
those free births, and I'm like, I am losing money to be here right now. And I care about this person, and I want them to have a really good birth. I shouldn't be thinking about money at that point. And in that moment, I was like, that's why you charge.
Yep.
You charge people so that it is worth your time, you know?
You
so that you aren't
out.
Losing money, so you don't get burnt out, so
yeah.
you can buy a smoothie on the way home before you go. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, so you can do something, you know? And then we've talked about this with backup doulas before.
Right.
If you're charging $350 or $500, are you going to call your backup?
Right.
No, you're not. No, you're not. Shouts out to my backup doula who came and backed up a free birth for me. She's an angel.
Yeah.
But you're not going to call your doula. You're your backup doula.
No.
Because now you made, if you split the cost of the birth or whatever.
Because you were there for 24 hours. Because yeah. I know that's what people are doing.
Yeah.
I want to make note real fast. There are doulas that I know who do trades or, like, swaps in order to do, like, free work without it being free.
Mm-hmm. Which I think is great.
I think that's a really cool model. And I think it should be noted in this, like, conversation over, like, costs and what all of this. Because, honestly, like, if you want to buy my groceries for, like, 2 months, we good. Like, like, because that's an easier thing for you to do. You don't have the capital, per se, but, like, you want to, like, help my like, your husband is a mechanic and he'll fix my husband's car.
I'm here for it, yeah.
But I'll come to your birth for that.
I'm a big fan of a trade.
Right,
yeah.
So I want to make sure that's noted in this, like, universe. If the trade is of equal value of what you would give, like, go for it. Or what you perceive as equal value. Because what I just described, someone would be like, why would you want your husband's, like, sidecar fixed up? And they don't know my story of having it in my garage for 10 years.
And
so
it needs to be done.
Right.
Finished.
Right. Yeah. So, whereas you're like, no, I would want, like, whatever thing. So
yeah.
I think that should be noted in this, if, like, you know, making sure you're getting the value out of it, and it's what you're saying of, like, burnout, and making sure, like, I can have a smoothie when I go home.
Yeah, because the burnout is real, and being poor is real, and being that broke is real, you know? And to put in that much emotional and physical labor and things like that. I didn't have a problem charging $900 for my first paying birth. Not my first birth, my first paying birth, you know? And I understood that this is for 2 or 3 births, and then we're going up, and things that, you know, and that was my mindset, because it's, you provide a lot.
You do.
You know? And the work that you do and the education that you have is valuable, and I don't know if people see that, and especially newbies, it's kind of like, well, I'm not a doula yet. I'm not enough of a doula yet, or I'm not prepared yet, and that's so not true.
Because I know you were at that party with me. How many times, there was a party that we both went to with a bunch of doulas at it. It was like a doula meetup. How many doulas did I tell the whole thing where they're like, I'm a doula in training. I'm like, the moment you call yourself a doula, you're a doula. Stop calling yourself in training.
Yeah. And I think a doula is in spirit. I don't think a doula is in a certain type of education. And that's where I think the pressure to pay for training after training after training comes from is like, well, if I know more, people will hire me. If I have more certifications, people will hire me. Or
if I have the correct certification, because that's a thing too.
Yeah. And then the other thing is that, which I've run into myself kind of, is like, I have my birth doula certification. And then I'm like, okay, I'm struggling to market this business. Let me do a different business. Let me be a childbirth educator. I have to market that business too. Like, I have to keep marketing the things that I'm doing, otherwise I don't get to do them. Which,
damn it,
is the bane of my existence, is marketing, which everybody knows because I talk shit about it all the time. I don't want to market.
One day,
I just want people to know who I am.
I think one day we got to do, like, a whole episode where I just, like, help you with marketing. It's just a study episode where it's really quiet and I'm giving you worksheets.
It's just, like, I know that how to do it, I don't want to do it.
Right.
It's not my,
yeah.
It's not my jam. That's not why I'm doing it, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
I think some people are awesome at it, and I'm like, everything is pointless. Social media is a virus.
All right, Wednesday.
I have my Wednesday moments.
Right. It's so funny. But you are right, because there is that pressure to add on other things. Like, I knew the moment I entered this, like, space, I was going to want to be an educator. My very first, they're up there. My very first business cards literally had written on there, before I was even certified, VBAC doula and educator.
Yeah.
That was what was written on it.
It was your prophecy.
Right. Yeah. Not only a prophecy, but I knew that's what I would have to do in order to, like, start things going.
Yeah.
And that was a lot of upstart costs that aren't available to people. So there is that pressure. And then if you're not making cash and you're having to do it also adding on, like,
Yeah. It's hard. It's really hard. And I feel for every person that has to, that's like adding things and adding things. And it's like, I would encourage to those who are listening, like, if you're adding on because that's what you want to do, I think that's great. If you're adding on because it's going to magically make you feel like more of a doula, I don't think that there's, I don't think that's going to have the impact that you wanted to.
No, it's not.
I don't think there's a number of trainings and certifications that's going to make you feel like a doula. You
because
know?
Because your doula was always in here.
That's what I said.
Yeah!
A doula is in spirit, not in training or education. Right. And that's where I find, like, I meet a lot of doulas, even brand new ones, and I know they're doulas.
Yeah.
I can feel it. Yeah. Because it's all about their heart, and like I can, it radiates from them.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, and the education comes, you know, yeah. And the situational education comes too. Like, what do I do in this exact situation? All that stuff comes.
Yeah,
all that stuff comes.
Just as like affirmation too, it's okay for you to come into doula work and like start this all out and be like, this is a shit show. This is not what I imagined. Never mind. I don't want to be a doula, because like you're like Alex is saying, you'll always be a doula,
mm-hmm.
even if you don't market yourself that way anymore.
Yeah.
Or like that's not what you end up doing, and it ended up being a stepping stone towards something else.
Yeah.
So yeah, just like be okay with also like being bad at this,
yeah.
and like marketing yourself and knowing costs.
I was so afraid
that
I was going to be bad at it, and then I went to my first birth and I was like, no, this is it.
Right. So to that point, after your first birth, would you have been ready to raise your price already? Like after that confidence surge, would you have been like, if there was no overseer to
mm-hmm.
you, right? After that first free birth, would you have been like, next one, I'm going to do more? No.
Mm-hmm. Why? It was my third one when it clicked.
Oh, really?
It was
okay.
My second and third birth. So I was like, or it was third and fourth.
Okay.
Sorry, third and fourth. It was my third birth. Third and fourth happened at the same time. But it was,
right,
was
right.
in
yeah.
my third birth that I was like, I should get paid for this.
That's funny.
You
my
know?
First birth, it was the click.
Yeah. But my third one was the one that we've talked about. Very haunting. Very like, whew. Like,
yeah.
I have some unpacking to do after this.
My
know?
First was that way.
Yeah. So I was like, I've got some, like, it's not all, because my first two births were so magical,
right.
beautiful, they were intense, but they were still, like,
what
textbook second-time births, you know,
oh.
and water births, and,
no.
oh, so beautiful, you know,
oh.
but
yeah,
they're not all like that.
Yeah,
so.
My very first birth was a really rough birth.
Yeah.
And it's the only time I did not charge.
Yeah.
And it was because it was a friend of mine and she was going to be laboring by herself. And I was
oh,
like,
no.
But that one was one that haunts me still. And it was after that one I was like, ha, we're gonna charge. And
yeah.
we're going to up these prices fast. So, and I do, that was my only question is like, if you were willing to up it and if that confidence surge helped being like, I can do this, and I can ask for money, and I am valuable.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was
yeah.
what it was.
Yeah, and I felt valuable. I felt like this is what I want to do, but it also just felt like, I'm so new, and everybody else knows how to do all this stuff, and I
right.
don't know. And everybody's like, well, I've done spinning babies, and I've done this thing, and I've done this thing, and I do placenta encapsulation and births and postpartum and blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, oh, that's so much money. Because you're like, oh, I could take a training. And then you click on it. And it's like $800, $600. And you're like, maybe not.
The only reason I'm as educated as quickly as I am is because I have a sugar daddy who
yeah.
loves, like, back birth wizard.
Yeah.
So, but I did my taxes for the first year and I spent close to $4,000.
Mm-hmm.
That's a semester at college. At, like, university.
Yeah.
That's not me going to community college.
Yeah.
That would have paid
that's
for
like a real one, yeah.
Yeah, it was, it's been a lot of education.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And that's only because he was willing to back me.
Yeah.
Like,
which everybody needs to, we need to find investors for this.
Right.
I was just going to read through some of our comments on this live. Someone says, I charge $900 and will do a discount for people if they need lower costs, but I don't advertise that. It's a case-by-case basis.
See, there you go.
Which, the sliding scale, I think that's great. And I plan to increase my increase as my experience increases, which I'm hoping that everybody's doing. I'm hoping that you get a birth or two, you're upping the price, upping the price,
yeah,
upping the price. I really hope that's what everybody's doing, and I hope that as they do more births, they get more confident.
I mean, on the DL, I'm changing my pricing in January.
Look at you.
So, because it's it's time.
Yeah. It's time. And there's always a time, you know? There's always, like, it's time.
And I'm feeling it. Like, if, if I'm comfortable charging what I do solo with my the same price for my partner, it's time to up the price.
Yeah, because a partner is a valuable thing that you put forth, and a valuable thing to people who are trying to hire you guys and things like that. Yeah.
And if they figure out that they could pay for just one of us at the same price, then I would.
Of course, I would take both.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So.
And I also think that helps you from getting too busy. I think that helps you from being able to take the clients that you want, focus on the clients that you have, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Cool. So
I think that was perfect.
I think so.
And we ended with those cute little affirmations. Like, you can do it. You're a doula already.
Right.
I promise.
But yeah, I can't wait for us to do this again next week.
Yay. All right. I have been Alex Barr.
And I am Emmy, the birth wizard.
Yay. And we will see you soon and watch our past episodes on YouTube or listen to them on Spotify. And come see us next week on Twitch. Dancing.